Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it, what we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took the time out tonight to rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I do want to sincerely apologize for the technical difficulties that were not on my end. There were some issues with Blog Talk Radio. I had different people hit me up, let me know. They were trying to get on. I was trying to get on. I was up there, but it was saying I wasn't. But I am here. I am back. And I appreciate the continued support and all that you do. So I hope you had a good day today. I hope your day gets better if it's not the best day. But hopefully we can turn turn chaos into beauty. So make beauty out of this chaos. So with that being said, let's get this party started.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips. Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Thank you.
my grandmother was an amazing woman. A labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease. She would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire. Still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grab me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper doll, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself, always giving her cushions. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Spreading something new from my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve Notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the set. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bond. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve Notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print millions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my karma prints were long overdue. Writing on this end when I'm through. Paper mache, my heart just torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lie for guidance anyway.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ow. Party over here, move in the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast raised, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the main. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack.
You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no frame. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treatin'. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical. Overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced but so complacent. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen tonight, to rock out with me via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you, and I will be talking about the stats a little bit tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I might actually about to open up the open mic line too. I got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Tamika? How you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Tamika?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I actually muted the phone.
Oh, okay.
But
I appreciate
yeah, you. I'm but yeah. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm meditating, enjoying music, laying in the dark, the pitch dark, so I don't have the TV to interrupt me. Just meditating on life, and you know, I love the poetry, I love the music, I love the show, and I want to give you a big shout out for being you.
Thank you, lady. I appreciate you, and thank you for always supporting me. And hope to see you at Illusions Saturday night.
Saturday night, right? Yep. If nothing goes wrong, I'll be there.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All righty, right.
Oh, yeah. About to go back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher, but before I do that, I do want to say, if you don't have anything going on this Saturday, feel free, mark your calendars, Saturday, January 28th, at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, that's Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. Come up the stairs at the Arts Council. My son will be working the door. my son and another one of my team members, Amaya, be working the door. And I would love for y'all to come out. For open mic talent, it's only $5. And for all patrons, it's only $10. So that includes your refreshments and a really good time. Good, clean, fun space to enjoy yourself and share your talents. Everybody has a talent, so I promote you on and off the stage. You don't. Everybody has a gift. So with that being said, I said I wanted to shout out my people who are listening all over the country. We have 93% of the United States have listened to and are listening to, have shared the Lyrical Cypher. We have people in Nigeria listening. It says 1.94%. China, people from China are listening. And also Kenya and India. I just want to thank y'all. We have London, we have Brazil, we have 242 Bahamas. And I just want to thank y'all for taking the time out all over the world. I appreciate you. Also Australia, we even have people in Russia that are listening. So thank you so much for taking time out to listen to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I can't physically see you, but I do want to show my appreciation by giving you flowers and tell you thank you for supporting me and spreading the word, because we grow, there's strength in numbers. And I want to continue to keep providing you with a positive outlet that you can express yourself and have some place that you can listen to that actually helps you out too. Also, for anybody who has any tracks, even if you can't physically get into a studio, you can always use Smart Recorder app. It's just like being in a studio. It actually gets rid of white noise and makes the clarity very clear. Some of the tracks you've heard tonight have been recorded by Smart Recorder. So feel free to send your tracks, your clean tracks, radio version tracks, to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. When you email it to me, that's just like you giving me permission. That's actually you giving me permission to play it. So with that being said, let's go to the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. Let's get it.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. Tonight like my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, aight. The threes on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Your mama 2 and 3, she can twist that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night. Pull it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see the mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow. I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it. 1, 2, 3, I've been pulling out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping. Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. Whistle Rock, so thought I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper. We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Give me kisses
and
rain,
baby,
this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
Give me kisses and rain, baby, this is what you waited for
all night long.
I know you love the baby, all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how
this your song.
Yo, I seen her when she walked in, Catwoman tight pants, baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buying drinks at the bar, matter of fact, you go hard, we can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real talk, you can slide in my ride. Yep. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
All
the
night,
music turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up.
Your feet
roll
up.
Down the window, I'ma turn the heat
turn
up.
The heat up.
Yeah, cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier Genius, that's D-Star baby.
D-Star baby.
And baby, don't
baby?
Forget the baby.
Baby?
Baby?
Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night,
all night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk
It's your song.
And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like light skinner X-Men. She been seeing with that skin. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winter.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how it's your song.
It's your
song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how it's your song.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
My word to me is more than what you see. More than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, "My child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me." I said, "What is that, Father?" He said, "You have to let go and let me handle it." "That's the thing, Father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for." My father said, "My child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go." So I asked, "What is my worth to you?" I penciled X's O in my notebook. "Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again?" God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanna miss that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loves you, baby. Whoa, somebody loves you, baby. And you know it, you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. Somebody loves you, baby.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler by himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said no, but to my God that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing, and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style, and until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that second round of the Lyrical Cypher. We're actually about to get ready to close out in a minute, but before I do that, as I learn, I grow, I try to pass it on to you. And what I would say is something I said earlier today that really, really just stuck with me. Is that when you give with your whole heart. Don't give with expectation. The blessings will come, you know, as they always do. But when you give something to somebody, your heart, your time, all that, just don't give with expectation. You know, give just being the best you know how to be, the things that you give, and you'll be blessed for that. And there might be something that might not appreciate you, that might take you for granted. Take those mental notes and keep right on rolling and learn from it, grow from it, and be the best you know how to be. And those blessings will come to you. So hopefully that helped somebody tonight. I'm actually about to close out in just a second, but I hope you guys have enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher. Just taking a moment out with me to rock out with me. So with that being said, I do want to play a little positive vibe on the way out. But just keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep being the best you know how to be, and keep believing in yourself. And nobody else believes in you. Believe me, I do, because I know what it's like. You know, when you have dreams and I used to believe that everybody I would support would support me. It doesn't always go that way. But just know, support yourself. Believe in yourself. And the right people will come along to support your dreams. And the ones that don't, it's okay. They might not even understand. You know, everybody's not a dreamer. But I do know for sure dreams do come true. Especially those that are positive. All right, so that being said, y'all be blessed and continue to encourage yourself.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.